And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 29th edition. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday. Wild 15-gamer, as you would come to expect. Dean Kramer, check. Rodon, not too shabby. The surprise of the night, Patrick Corbin, getting it in. Fun stuff there. Lots of offense, as you'd expect, on a 15-game slate. We got a 7-game main slate for you on Wednesday. There's a 4-game early slate. If you have any questions, on Twitter at BDintric, or join us in the Fantasy Degens Discord. We'll be breaking it all down in there for you. We're focusing on the 7-game main slate here. If you get the podcast rate and review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. Also, check out the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. Give it the old thumbs up. That would mean a lot as well. If you like season-long fantasy baseball that can help your DFS, go check out Benched with Bubba. Recorded Bubba and the Batflip episode 127 on Tuesday night with Toby. Lots of fun there. Also, for you PGA DFSers, the John Deere Classic preview by the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast is out and ready for you to roll. All right, 7-game main slate for you. Let's talk totals. Braves, Phillies, 8.5. Red Sox, Jays, 8.5. Twins, Guardians, 8.5. Marlins, Cardinals, 7.5. Waiting on Rather and Wrigley. Dodgers, Rockies, 11. White Sox, Angels, 7.5. We've got some really good pitching on this slate, which should make things a lot of fun. So let's get at it. Sandy Alcantara, 10K at the St. Louis Cardinals. Sandy has been nothing short of outstanding. 7 or more innings pitched in about 8 straight starts. He's been up 20-plus points in all but 2 of those starts. He's been electric, absolutely outstanding. Hit around a bit by the Mets his last time, but really settled in and got the job done to at least get 7 out of that. Let's face a red-hot Cardinals team. That's fun. Red-hot, actually, Paul Goldschmidt team. They're striking out 22% of the time versus righties over the past month, 258 with a 116 WRC plus. Sandy's elite. It's a really good spot for Sandy. If you want to pay up, he's there. You don't have to, but I like it quite a bit. Your contrarian play would be Nick Pivetta at 9,200 at the Toronto Blue Jays. Facing Toronto is never fun. It's always a risk. That is just the way the cookie crumbles. He faced him once this year back on April 26, 4 2/3, 2 earned 6 Ks. In that outing, but he's 9,200 bucks tonight, which is a steep price tag to face against Toronto, striking out 21% of the time versus righties. He's hit 283 with 215 ISO over the last month. So it's strictly a GPP play with Pivetta. Very risky, but big reward potential as well. I'd rather Sandy Alcantara than Pivetta. But the main play for you here, and he should be chalky as heck, is Mr. Shohei Ohtani at home against the Chicago White Sox at $9,100. Far too cheap for Shohei. Chicago striking out 20% of the time versus righties with a 261 average, 105 ISO, 100 WRC plus in the last month versus right-handed pitching. And Shohei has been an electric factory. He's been absolutely outstanding. His last start, he went 8, shot 13 Ks versus the Royals. Absolutely amazing. 6 innings, no runs, 6 Ks against Seattle. 7 innings, 1 run, 10 Ks against Boston. And he's just been filthy, absolutely filthy. He hits the White Sox. Shohei is your top payout on the slate at $9,100. I follow that with Alcantara and then Nick Pivetta, if you so choose. Another contrarian play, actually a better contrarian play than Nick Pivetta because of his price point, is Alek Manoah at $8,700 at home against the Boston Red Sox, a good Boston Red Sox team. But we know Manoah is going to usually give you 6 or more innings, 2 runs or less, get you 5 or more Ks more often than not. Not every start, but more often than not. He's got that in the tank for you, which is really, really strong. And it is Boston, but, you know, no Jaron Duran because of the no COVID vaccine. They're striking out 21% of the time versus righties with a 106 WRC plus this past month. So I think Manoah at $8,700 is a really good tournament play. You're getting him at a discount in this matchup against Boston. Really good spot. Still, Ohtani's the top payup spot, but Manoah is a good tournament play, an SP2 with Ohtani or just an overall pivot at $8,700. Now, if you want to go a little cheaper, check out the weather in Wrigley, but Hunter Green at $8,100, massive strikeout potential. You know, he got beat up by the Dodgers his last time out. That's expected. Milwaukee, but his last few road starts, filthy at St. Louis, okay against Boston, pretty good at Toronto, really good at Pittsburgh. So he's pitched very good on the road. Shocker, not in Great America Small Park. And now he gets a Chicago Cubs team, again, barring weather, striking out 20% of the time versus righties over the past month with a 104 WRC plus. So you can definitely go to Hunter Green at $8,100 in tournaments. I like that quite a bit. Other than that, though, gets a little risky. If you want to look at Justin Steele, you can. I don't love it, but you know, he's put up 5 or more innings pitched in 5 straight starts, 3 runs or less in 4 of those 5. He's getting your strikeouts. He's got 8 Ks his last time out. He's 65 hundo. Going up against the Cincinnati Reds, a Reds team only striking out 17% of the time versus lefties of a 317 average, 212 ISO, 146 WRC plus. Very risky matchup. Probably wouldn't go with Steele. There's not much for value. I'll be totally honest with you, not much for value. You could look at Pallante at 5,100 going up against against Milwaukee or Miami. Just not in love with it. So it's just pretty much a pay-up for pitching spot today with Hunter Green 81, Alec Manoah at 87 is very strong, Batani at 91, and you got Pivetta and Alcantara. So you're going to pay up for pitching on this slate unless we see some lineups that come out like that maybe makes Dylan Bundy serviceable against Cleveland. That would be an angle to look at potentially with Dylan Bundy. But again, Cleveland not striking out much either. 16% K rate over the last month versus righty. So it's Otani, it's Manoah. Those are my main two, followed by Pivetta, Alcantara, and Hunter Green could be a fun one as well at $8,100. Let's look at the bats on this seven-game slate for you. Lots of offense because of the high totals, and there's a couple of elite pitchers and then definitely some cans you could attack. And Coors, to mention. Catcher's position, Will Smith at $5,400 had the day off on Tuesday. He'll be back in the lineup. Really good play against Herman Marquez. You know, Alejandro Kirk, if you so choose. JTR is heating up. Travis d'Arnaudi went deep on Tuesday. He gets the lefty Ranger Suarez at $4,600. Gary Sanchez continues to be a great GPP play. I say it all the time. Quantrill is a big pitch to contact guy. So Gary at 45 definitely has some potential with no ownership on this slate. Some cheaper plays. Again, Elias Diaz went deep on Tuesday. He's $3,400. It is Julio Urias, but Coors, 34. I could see it. Ryan Jeffers at 26. Big upside there against Cal Quantrill if you're looking for a punt. But seven-game slate, nothing yet, but you'll probably get something. Maybe like Chris Oakey gets to start for Cincinnati, and he is a whopping 2K versus Justin Steele. Like, that's a great punt. Oakey's nothing special, but 2K against a lefty that you can hit around, I could see that being a very good spot to punt with. First base position, you got Freeman and Coors, but Goldie at 54 versus Alcantara, maybe. CJ Cron's in play for you at 48 versus Urias. Andrew Vaughn, no. Matt Olson double-donged on Tuesday. He's facing the lefty Suarez at 42. Olson, it's lefties just fine. Don't fret on that. You might get him at lower ownership because of that. So Matty O at 42 is a really good value, all things considered on this slate. Joey Votto versus lefty, not worried about that. He's 3,400 versus Justin Steele. Another nice value. Alex Kirilloff, only 3K versus Quantrill. Really good price point there. You're going to need to find some value on the slate so we can pay up for pitching. And then you got some already out the gate here at first base. Some really good looks. Even, like I said, $4,200 for Olson is a value. So you got that. You got Kirilloff at 3K. So some to look in. Votto at 34. Second base, you got John Birdie at 49. He's expensive, but he runs like crazy. So you can definitely go that direction. Gavin Lux and Coors at 44 is not too shabby against Herman Marquez. Andrés Giménez has been playing extremely well of late. Wrote him up in the Fantrax article that should be dropping on Wednesday. He is 4K versus Dylan Bundy. Jonathan India went deep on Tuesday. He's only 39 versus Steele. Another great value. So the Reds are in a great matchup. They're crushing left-handed pitching of late. And their values on this slate. So India at 39, really good spot for him there. Jorge Polanco's back off the IL. He went deep on Tuesday. He's only 3,700. So between Jonathan India at 39 and Jorge Polanco at 37, two really strong values. Orlando Arcia at 34. So again, this is great. We didn't have a ton of really strong values yet on a 15-game slate on Tuesday. We have a lot already. We've only gone three positions on this seven-gamer. So I'm a big fan of what we're seeing here at the early onset on this slate. Third base, Devers is always in play regardless. But J-Ram against Bundy at 51 is pretty darn outstanding. Brandon Drury at 5K versus Steele is worth the 5K. A lot of people won't pay 5K for Drury. Really good spot there versus Steele, so I don't mind that at all. Austin Riley in a tournament at 48, I can get behind that. Matt Chapman continues to be productive. So if you're fading Pivetta at 39, that's a good price point for Chappie. Zach Soto, don't forget Gio Urshela at 36. He's a good piece of value for you on this one. Ryan McMahon, it's lefty-lefty, but he's only 3,100 in Coors. I like that value as well as someone you can take a peek at on this slate. Shortstop position, Trey Turner is just fine. He put up 14 more DK points on Tuesday, 6K versus Marquez. It's awesome. Dave Swanson versus Suarez at 51 is outstanding. Probably leading off right in second in that Braves lineup. So 5,100 for Dansby, really good spot. Carlos Correa, another great game on Tuesdays, 4,800 for Quantrill. So some great looks there for you. If you're stacking Cleveland, Amed Rosario 4K is not bad. I don't hate that if you want to save a few bucks at the shortstop because, you know, Correa is $4,800 and above. So Rosario 4K does give you some savings if you're looking for it. Jose Iglesias and Coors at 28. He went deep on Monday. But I mentioned it pretty much both shows now. Nick Gordon has been super productive. He went deep on Tuesday. He's outfield shortstop eligible at 2,500. He would be definitely a guy to look at for value at either shortstop or the outfield against Quantrill. That's a really good price point for Nicky Gordon. Outfield for you, Trout went deep on Tuesday. Buxton went deep on Tuesday. Schwarber went deep on Tuesday. Lou Bob went deep on Tuesday. All great plays, of course, depending on how you're stacking it up. All phenomenal. I think I just save and go to Schwarber. Like, Buxton's probably the best play at 56 versus Quantrill. All really, really good spots in their matchups. But you can save a few bucks if you need to. Max Kepler at 45. Mentioned Gavin Lux earlier at 44. Both in play for you on this slate. You got Belly Bombs and Chris Taylor at 4K. If you really want to go to Coors, Dodgers have disappointed for the first two games. If you want to go for round three, knock yourself out. I'm going to fade and keep going elsewhere with value. And like, I'd rather go with like the Rockies value versus Urias personally, but that's the tournament mindset I have for this one. Cheaper plays though, your values elsewhere for the most part. The outfield you want to pay up, it looks like you have Nick Senzel at 3K is not bad. He can run for days on this one, so you could look at him as a value in his matchup. Adam Duvall does hit lefties well. He hasn't hit anything right now, but he's in play. I keep talking Franimal. He's starting to heat up again. He's $2,900 for his Bundy. That's a phenomenal value. Going down even cheaper, Nick Gordon is $2,500. That's a really strong play on this slate. Other than that, though, you know, Matt Vierling will be starting. Don't love him. Not going to play Gavin Sheets versus Otani. That's not doing it for me. So not a ton down here right now unless we see some differences when the lineups get released. Recapping your pitching on this seven-game banger for you. Alcantara is 100% in play. You got Pivetta at 92 in tournaments, but my top two plays, Otani at 81, Alec Manoah at 87, and then you can sprinkle in some Hunter Green at 81 if you want. I'm not going any cheaper than that if I don't have to. So my main guy is Otani at 91, Manoah at 87, Hunter Green at 81, Alcantara at 10K, Pivetta at 92. That's where I'll be planting my flags for now. When you're stacking things up, you can go Braves versus Ranger if you want. I don't hate it. Love me some Minnesota versus Quantrill yet again. Don't mind Cleveland versus Bundy. So we can go back and stack that game once again. Two bad pitchers, two bad teams. Something's got to give. So I prefer Minnesota if I have to pick one, but I like them both. Love Cincinnati versus Steele. Love that one. You got Coors, which is obviously in play. And then, that's about it. So if I could do a little Minnesota-Cincinnati action with my Otani, Manoah, maybe sprinkle in some of the big dogs, we're going to rock and roll on this slate. So let's have some fun. Told you to be quick. Seven-game main slate on a Wednesday. Got four-game early slate. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric, or hit us up in the Fantasy DGens Discord. If you want to give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. I'll be back with you guys on Thursday. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 29th edition of the books. I'm out.